Three countries, including the United States, have warned people about traveling to part of the Philippines, a nation of thousands of volcanic islands located in Southeast Asia. The U.S. says it has credible information about a terrorist threat to travelers in the Philippines' Palawan province. Military officials in the island nation say travelers will be safe. The Philippines isn't a particularly large country in land area. It's a little bigger than the U.S. state of Arizona, but its islands are spread out over several hundred miles. And because they're so pristine, with everything from diverse marine life to unique and fascinating calderas, its appeal to tourists is as clear as the waters around it.
Philippines originally is an archipelagic country, so there are around 300 volcanoes. Each one of them offers a different kind of attraction. I am Paolo Delgado Reniva. I'm the resident volcanologist of the Taal Volcano Observatory. Taal Volcano is one of the smallest volcanoes in the world, but definitely one of the most destructive and violent during its eruption activity. This is unique because it's considered as an island within an island within an island. So just imagine the Luzon Island, and there's a big caldera, and in the middle of it is the Taal Volcano Island, and in the middle of the main crater lake is another islet, which we call the main crater lake islet or the Vulcan Point. Taal Lake is the main tourist attraction here in Batangas Province. It attracts investors for the commercial fishing or fish farming. It attracts tourists who are interested in trekking, horseback riding, or simply sailing on the Taal Lake.
Going up the volcano is pretty tough. It gets quite steep, but it's definitely worth it. And when you get to the top and see the crater, it's pretty spectacular. You can literally see the bubbles coming out in the water. It gives you a goosebump when you see that.
Anyone interested in earth sciences or interested in how volcanoes form, it's a good attraction for them. Coming to Taal is like entering a time machine. You learn about volcanoes. You learn about the culture of the people living within the volcano. So you learn more about the Philippines.